The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Volunteer Florida's monthly call with AmeriCorps Program Directors. This is our March call. The call is being recorded and will be posted on our website, likely this week, directly after the call. So welcome. Here at the Volunteer Florida office, the team is joining you, Paula, Erica, Anitra, and Jamie, and are really excited to talk with you about some great updates in the field. I'd like to ask everybody to go ahead and mute your line so that we don't hear some of that background noise throughout the call.
For those
of you that may be joining the call for the first time, just to let you know, the purposes of every monthly call are to inform you as AmeriCorps Program Directors about things that might be happening in the field, to provide you some technical assistance both within your group, through our peer leaders and through our team, and then to celebrate the amazing work that you are doing every day. So I think I'll ask Anitra to check in to see who's on the call.
Hello, AmeriCorps Program Directors. Before you mute your lines, let me go ahead and go down. I'm going to call out your program, and if you're on the call, if you could just say your name, and we'll go from there. So let me start off with AmeriCorps Coalition of Escambia and Santa Rosa County, ACES. Okay, AmeriCorps Duval Reeves. AmeriCorps Miami Reeves.
Carla Cadet.
Hi, Carla, thank you. AmeriCorps Peacemakers Family Center. AmeriCorps Red Cross.
Hi, it's Jules.
Hi, Jules. Thank you. City Year Orlando.
Present. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. AmeriCorps Tallahassee.
Donna Harper here. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Thank you. AmeriCorps Student Turnaround.
Vernon Jacob.
Hi, Vernon. Thank you so much. AmeriCorps Goodwill.
John Schaefer here.
Hi, John. Florida Conservation Corps.
Emily here.
Hi, Emily. Thank you. AmeriCorps Gadsden Reeves. Hillsborough Graduation Pathways.
Good afternoon. This is Tony Kempson.
Hi, Tony. Thank you. Northwest Florida.
I'm here.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
AmeriCorps Serving Suncoast Seniors. Teach for America Jacksonville. Teach for America Miami. FSU. AmeriCorps Switchboard. AmeriCorps Pope Reed. AmeriCorps Branches.
Hi, this is Salon.
Hi, Salon. Thank you. AmeriCorps St. Lucie and Indian River Reed.
Hey, Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Thank you. Literacy AmeriCorps Palm Beach.
Hi, Audrey here.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello.
AmeriCorps Youth Transition.
Yep, I'm here. Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Thank you. AmeriCorps Youth Pride. AmeriCorps Clearwater. City Year Miami.
Hi, Oliver here.
Hi, Oliver. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, and Nancy Miller's here.
I'm sorry, who was that?
I'm sorry, Nancy Miller here from Clearwater.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you. And do we have anyone on from AmeriCorps OPAS?
Hello, Guillermo's here.
Hi, Guillermo. Thank you so much.
No
All
problem.
Right, thank you, everyone. We're going to get started now.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Hi, this is Ray Willie with Flippany.
Fort Lauderdale.
Thank you. And welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did I miss anyone else?
Yeah, this is Jackie Baker in Gainesville.
Jackie Baker?
Yes, Jessica Baker in Gainesville.
Jessica Baker, I'm sorry. And what program are you with?
We're with Youth Build AmeriCorps.
Thank you for joining the call. Thanks, everybody, and welcome to our national directs that is doing the call. We're excited that you're part of the call as well. So let's get started with my favorite part, which is celebration. Erica has our monthly Getting Things Done award to share. Go for it, Erica.
Good afternoon, everyone. This month's focus is on collaboration. One powerful strategy of AmeriCorps is bringing people together around a common mission or cause. Our honoree is someone who epitomizes the spirit of collaboration. From the beginning of her time with AmeriCorps, she had a passion for reaching out to the community. Her goal was to expose members to a broad and diverse array of community volunteer opportunities to ensure that it sparks an internal commitment and interest within them to continue to serve long after their commitment to AmeriCorps. She accomplished this by building partnerships across two counties. When asked how many service projects she has engaged in during her time with the program, she said that it would take a while to compile. Some highlights of these meaningful collaborations include the fact that she never misses a National Service Day to partner with local groups to raise awareness about AmeriCorps. She also led a Project Impact partnership with CJJ locally. She organized and responded after the tornadoes hit the South with with member-led service projects across state lines to get things done. This year alone, the program is collaborating with 18 schools and multiple community partners. She is truly focused on creating meaningful opportunities for everyone involved, whether it be a volunteer, organization, or member. She builds on the strengths of those at the table and creates a huge impact through these connections. Due to her strength in the area of collaboration, her program was asked to host the first in a series of AmeriCorps 20th anniversary service celebrations across the state of Florida. Our honoree is... Lori Von Kanel with Northwest Florida Environmental Stewards.
Yay, Lori! So those of you that have been a prior Getting Things Done monthly award recipient know that you're going to get something special in the mail from Volunteer Florida. Good job, Lori. You want to say anything? We know. You're probably stunned to silence because you're so excited about the award.
Congratulations, Lori.
Congrats, Lori. Okay, so let's talk about the AmeriCorps 20th anniversary. Jamie O'Rourke, our External Affairs Director.
Thank you, Kat and Erica and the rest of our team and all of you for being on the call today. We are very excited to have our first 20th anniversary regional service project underway. We're super excited. Thanks to Lori's hard work, we've had a great idea that is coming to fruition, which is that we're going to do an environmental project in the Panhandle at Cessna State Park, which is in Santa Rosa Beach. And so this is really going to be the pilot and first of what we hope to have a few more regional service projects that will culminate in the exciting 20th anniversary of Volunteer Florida and AmeriCorps, potentially in Miami. But that would be, you know, further details, we'll wait for that. But we're very excited to launch this first one in the Panhandle. The date that we're looking at is April 26th, I believe. April 26th is a Saturday, which is great because that will interrupt our members' typical times of service. And what we're kind of looking at is having people, Volunteer Florida is going to help provide transportation, and that we're going to bring our members together. Alums would also be invited, our regional commissioners, and would basically have everyone show up. We're going to have registration, have T-shirts. I know everyone loves T-shirts. They love new gear, so excited to be providing some beautiful T-shirts and possibly a cool 20th anniversary bag. some sunglasses and some really neat things. We really want it to be an exciting and meaningful experience for the members, as well as alums and all the attendees. And so basically what's going to happen is the members are going to show up and attendees, and they will get their, they'll get registered, they'll get their t-shirt, they'll be very excited. We'll do a welcoming ceremony and talk about the importance of the 20th anniversary. We'll invite any regional sponsors to speak at that point, and we'll likely do an overview of the service project. Then we're going to have lunch, because I know everyone likes to eat, and it's, I certainly don't like to ever be hungry if I'm volunteering, so we don't want them to be hungry either, so we'll have a nice little lunch. And then I think that we've got a number of different service project stations that are going to be happening at the park, and Erica's going to be providing you all with more details on that. But yeah, I think that this is a really wonderful way to kick off this 20th anniversary celebration. I know that everyone's really excited about it from our team, and that we've been, you know, wanting to get something on the calendar, and we're excited to now have this on the calendar. And this is really our pilot, which will then give us, you know, we can see how this goes, and then we're going to be planning another series, as we said, we hope, of regional events that potentially would be able to engage every single AmeriCorps member across the state this summer and into the fall. So really excited about this event, and I think that's kind of my brief overview. Do you all have any questions about it?
Jamie?
Yes.
Could you repeat the date?
Yes, this is the, well, this event was, the Panhandle event date that we're looking at is going to be April 26th, but there will be other events that we don't have dates on yet that will be scheduled at different regions in the state. Does that make sense to everyone?
So the vision, AmeriCorps, is that you'll get a one-pager from Volunteer Florida likely this week, sort of overviewing the details, what we'll provide. But generally, it is, how can we recognize the 20th anniversary across the state of Florida? One of the concepts is by regional service projects. And the concept would be that every program would have a service project near their region. So, of course, we've looked at the major markets like Jacksonville, Panhandle, Central Florida, South Florida. But they're not firmed up yet. So, for example, in Palm Beach, you likely wouldn't be going to the Panhandle. You'd be waiting for the one to occur later in the year. So look for that guidance later this week. We hope to have more dates firmed up soon. So this isn't a conference, right? But it is a way that all of your members will be able to serve with other AmeriCorps members, and we will be covering most of the cost associated, the transportation, the food, providing gear, and celebrating the effort. So really, it's something that we thought that we'd be able to do for you, for your programs, and for your members in recognizing the 20th anniversary. So a little more to come on that.
Any questions? Any other questions from anyone? I think it's going to be awesome. We're going to have banners and have some great signage. Of course, we'll take a big, huge group picture, and I just think that it's going to be a super exciting event and kickoff. Okay, moving on, I do just have a couple other things that I wanted to bring up while I had Joel on the call. Mayor's Day is just around the corner. I know Erica's going to give an update on something that, on a project that's going on in Orlando, but I did want to give major applause to those of you who have reached out to mayors in your area, and if you have not yet done so, I would encourage you to do that. We currently have 35 Florida mayors signed up. Last year we had, I think, over 50 signed up. So we're heading in that direction, but we would like to even surpass the 50, 55 that we had last year. So would really encourage you. It just takes a second. All you need to do is look up your mayor or mayors. I know that a lot of you have city mayors, county mayors, strong mayors, and mayors at, you know, multiple service sites within your program. And big props to Jenna at Big Brothers Big Sisters, who has contacted, I think, literally every single mayor to get on board who is in her service area. Thank you, Jenna. Can we all just give her a round of applause?
Jenna!
Right. Done such an amazing job. And again, the commitment is not huge. All you have to do is contact them, let them know about your program, ask them to sign up online, and that's really the big push. If they would like to do a proclamation, they can, and you could absolutely go and take a picture and send it to us, but really we would just like people to get signed up. And I think that they would be willing to do that if you just call and let them know about this important program in their area. So just wanted to mention that briefly. And the last thing is Florida Volunteer Month is also right around the corner for April. Next week we're going to be presenting with our commissioners and some local nonprofits with Governor Scott in the cabinet, and he's going to officially proclaim April to be Florida Volunteer Month, which is exciting. And as part of that effort, as you know, we were wanting to highlight 30 volunteers in 30 days. I would like to, again, applaud our Jacksonville Parks, who've sent us tons of great nominations, and the Red Cross. We, again, would just like some volunteers from your agencies who you can send us their name, the type of service that they provide, a picture, and then a quote from the volunteer on I volunteer because. So, again, please get those in because we'd like to show an array of different organizations and volunteers and different cool things that people could be out in our communities doing. We hope this inspires other people to start volunteering. The other part of Volunteer Month is not to just celebrate current volunteers, but to also inspire others to join the volunteer movement. So we'd really appreciate if you all could turn those in. That would be swell.
So, Jamie, what's that look like on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, so every day it's going to be meet Kat Keene, who volunteers with whatever you're doing.
All sorts of things
that Kat does. And then Kat's going to say, I love volunteering because... And that's it. And it's going to be on our social media. And the nice thing is we'll keep these on file and we could use them in our annual report. We could possibly use them potentially in the future in PSAs or wrap them into some other messaging. So we really do appreciate these submissions. I think that it's just great to hear about all the tremendous things that volunteers are doing across the state.
And programs can also like and tag and repost and all of that.
Absolutely.
Great.
Love our social media networks, and thank you to those of you who are active on social media, and I try to like your stuff whenever I can. So please do the same.
Okay, I think that's it for me.
Do we have any questions about any of the updates that Jamie just mentioned?
Okay.
This is Tony.
Yes?
Yeah, I have a quick question. On the Mayor's Day, I believe they mentioned that you can go online or ask them to go online and sign up. Exactly where are they going? I'm kind of new to the program, so that's why I'm asking.
Sure. If you actually just Google this, or if not, I'm happy to send out the link to it. But if you just go to the corporation's website or you just Google National Service Mayor's Day, it will take you to the page on the corporation's website that has information about Mayor's Day. It's got a really wonderful fact sheet that you can download, and that could kind of be used as a talking point if you were calling someone and asking them to get on board with this. And that has the link where mayors can go and sign up.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
It's Audrey. So we're planning to do this. We're actually, you know, putting some information together. We have a lot of mayors in Palm Beach County. But what have you found to be the best way to get through to them? Is it phone call and email, emails?
I really
any
like
suggestions
the
there?
Phone call. I kind of like starting with a phone call because even though we like to think that all of our mayors are very familiar with National Service and the AmeriCorps programs that are offering in their district, sometimes they are not as familiar. And I think it's always a great reminder to call them and say, you know, I'm Audrey. I'm calling on behalf of Literacy Coalition. Wanted to tell you about our AmeriCorps program. There's this very easy, simple way to show support. And you can kind of just walk them through that. And I think that that's so much more impactful than just sending the email. So I like to call and then follow up with the email. And to me, that seems to be the most effective way. Of course, it's a little difficult sometimes to get the mayor directly on the phone, but even still, just speaking with staff is hugely impactful and allows you to kind of get your foot in the door with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, something that I think is kind of neat, if any of you have pictures from previous, you know, from last year's Mayor's Day, just to kind of let them see that it can be a neat thing if they decide to, you know, have a proclamation or do a picture with the AmeriCorps members is a very nice thing. I think the biggest thing is just letting them know about your programs that are in their area.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Do you want us to,
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that question. It was kind of far away sounding. Could you repeat it?
Hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. Feel free to email me. I'm sorry that the question didn't come through, but feel free to email me any follow-up questions. My email is Jamie, spelled J-A-Y-M-E, at volunteerflorida.org. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Jamie. I just want to give a quick update regarding the upcoming spring AmeriCorps Program Directors meeting. We are so excited. It's about approximately, 2 weeks away now. Thank you guys so much for those of you that have already registered for the training and those that have already booked their hotel reservations. Friday is the deadline for registration for the training as well as the deadline for you making your hotel reservations. I want to apologize because there has been some issues with the online hotel reservation link. The hotel has been made aware of this. So those of you that have not booked your hotel room already, please book by calling the hotel directly. And remember that the meeting is going to start on Tuesday, April the 1st at about 12:30 p.m., and we will go through Thursday, April the 3rd. So make sure you make your reservations accordingly. And the rate that you would ask for is for the Volunteer Florida AmeriCorps Program Directors meeting rate. And it should be for $99 a night. And please, please go ahead and make those. Those are not being made based on your registration for the training. So you do have to contact the hotel separately. And if you have any problems or questions, feel free to call or email me, okay?
So as Jamie shared, for Mayor's Day, we will all be in Orlando, or most of us. Hopefully all of you will be joining us. And we will be partnering with Buddy Dyer's Mayor's Day event. When you come in, we will kick off the meeting, actually, at that project. We're coordinating final logistics on how everyone will be getting there, and guidance will be sent out. But we're going to be working with the Inglewood Neighborhood Center. New landscaping for the community center property, cleaning up of existing gardens, construction of new community youth gardens, painting of outdoor picnic tables and play area, and painting of curbs and safety zones. So a lot of different opportunities available for that afternoon. What we would ask is that you dress appropriately. We love to have you in your service gear, but not your best and brightest service gear, because it definitely is a service and work day when we kick off the event. We will not be the only ones at the site. We are anticipating having some City Year members locally there as well. And Michelle, you're on the line. I didn't know if there was anything else you wanted to share about that, or anyone from the OPAT program would like to share.
This is Michelle. I don't have anything else to share, Erica. I think you did a good job summing it up. Guillermo, do you have anything to share?
No, I think all the information was covered pretty well.
Great. Well, we're excited, and thank you guys for taking the lead on that. It is wonderful to have our whole AmeriCorps family together to recognize national service and to have the city be such a strong supporter of AmeriCorps and national service in general. So thanks for your leadership locally.
Awesome. Yeah, we are so excited to see you in just a couple weeks, and really excited to be in Orlando. We haven't been there in a while together. So thank you so much to City Year Orlando and to the City of Orlando, AmeriCorps OPAS, for providing a lot of logistic support as a host committee for the PD meeting and for the Mayor's Day of Service. Thanks to you both. Okay, well, moving on for a couple updates, I want to give you some updates for the formula AmeriCorps RFP and some updates to the healthcare FAQs that were sent out. So my kind of time here is going to be giving you some updates. If you do have questions, I'd like you to save them until I'm done. Just jot them down. I'm going to highlight kind of what you already know, but just to bring your attention to a few things. First of all, Janice Simmons, our Director of Finance, would like me to share that if you have any changes to your budget amendments, challenges with budget spend down, Anything like that that's happening now, we're entering April, which gets near to the end of the year. Be thinking about any budget amendments, where you are on your federal and match spend down, and if any adjustments are needed. We'd like to work with you now on that because as it gets closer to the year, adjustments become harder. And the next thing I want to mention is the AmeriCorps statewide evaluation is coming up. For those of you that have participated before, what you know is that you confirm your three partners with us, and that those three partners, in addition to you, are sent a survey link from the College of Social Work at Florida State University. It's their proprietary survey. And those partners and you both collectively answer the survey questions, which speak to the value added of AmeriCorps. So AmeriCorps program directors, I want you to know you'll be getting an email link. It will come from my email in the near future, and it'll ask you to update your partners. It'll be pre-populated with your previous year's partners, so you just have to say yes, this is right, or no, it's not, and include who are your partners. And when I say partners, these should be organizations who know you well, who work with you regularly. They can be service sites, other partners. They should be the people that could speak truly to the value of that your program adds to their world. They should not necessarily be new people, and they should be people that will respond to the survey, not people that you will have to remind many, many times. So that's kind of who the ideal partner is when you're thinking about updating those individuals. Also, they're going to be reporting and speaking at the end of your program year, so it would be great if these individuals were aware of your whole year of cycle of program. Okay, so the AmeriCorps RFP, it's due in April, April 17th, 5 p.m. That's a firm deadline. There can be no exceptions to that, you know, no 5:05, no 5:10, it is 5 p.m. And what complete submission means is that that e-grant application comes in, we see a time and date stamp on our end, and that all of those supporting documents get to us as well. So it's sort of a twofold. Make sure that we get the supporting documents and make sure your application's in. Many of you are in recompete status this year. And what that means is that you're really recompeting your application. It is much like a new applicant. So for those of you that are recompeting, your application is reviewed externally by two peer reviewers and internally by our program and fiscal team. And it is in your best interest to really put together an awesome recompete application because we commit generally to 3 years of funding your program, barring any significant federal funding challenges or any significant lack of performance on the grantee's part. We generally want to commit to 3 years. And then those applications and those programs are recompeted. So this is the time, if you are in that status, to give it your all and make sure that application comes in with every I dotted and T crossed. Pay special attention to your performance measures, your logic model, and your budget for this application. Once it's in, we have a clarification process. So those applications that will move forward, we will connect with you and give you some feedback, which we call clarification. That will happen. The timeline is posted on our website, but that will happen by May 23rd. Then you will have the chance to clarify and submit your revised applications back in eGrants by June 9th. That's kind of the most important date to you after April 17th. All the documents are posted on our website, but we know it's pretty complicated, especially to those of you that are new to AmeriCorps. So please contact your program consultant now. Don't wait. I'm happy to have calls with each of you. And for those program directors that are new, I want you to know it is not only up to you. This should be a team-based approach in your organization with your grants folks, with your budget folks. It should not be a single person's endeavor. It is simply just too large. So let us work with you. If you need any guidance, let us know. And we look forward to getting some great applications. And the last thing I want to give you an update on is the CNCS healthcare FAQs. You received a link from me recently, and all of that information will also be posted on our website, likely by the end of the week. Read those carefully. Given time today, I'm not going to go through them with you in detail, but there's some really important information in there, and it's unique to each of you. You know, one of the things that we've talked about is individuals in Florida not being penalized for that individual responsibility commitment because we were a state that didn't accept Medicaid. But there's quite a few nuances with that. It's not as simple as don't worry about it. In fact, you have the responsibility to make sure your members are thoroughly aware of the health exchange, of the options, and you can look to us for guidance, and we will likely point you to these FAQs and then help you work through different scenarios. They just could look so different depending on your situation. So I'm going to pause there because I know we have a great conversation from Audrey that she's going to speak to us in a moment. But let me see if y'all have any questions about those topics. Okay, well, let me know. Our team is available, email, phone. We're here for you. We might not give you the answers you like, but we will do our best to give you the correct answers. So,
hey, Kat.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I had a question. I was trying to unmute. Are you going to provide additional health insurance kind of training or something at our meeting at the beginning of April to maybe provide an overview of that?
We will speak to it in our business meeting at the AmeriCorps Program Directors in April, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Right. Well, I'd like to introduce Audrey McDonough. Paula, you want to do any very special introduction of our Audrey?
I certainly would.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. It gives me great pleasure to introduce our next speaker for today. Ms. Audrey McDonough is the Program Director for Literacy AmeriCorps, a project of the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County. I don't sound very literate, do I? Her professional experience includes 14 years as the founding director of a nonprofit school. Audrey also assisted in the founding of a nonprofit organization created to serve children in poverty in Honduras, where she raised over $160,000 in 2 years, created a child partner sponsorship program, and implemented organizational systems. As an AmeriCorps program director and Volunteer Florida Leader Guide, Audrey has created presentations on life after AmeriCorps, career development, resume crafting, goal setting, children's literacy, and assisted the commission on several key initiatives. She is a Myers-Briggs and Strong Certified Practitioner and offers these assessments and training for Literacy AmeriCorps members as a tool for team building, career, and personal development. Audrey received her bachelor's degree in education from FAU and a master's in management from the College of Business at Regent University. Audrey, you have the mic.
Okay, that was kind of scary. That was very formal. but I'm not going to be formal at all. So a lot of you out there, you have plenty of expertise on service projects as well. But Paula asked me to just share some ideas or things that we do that work really well. We do a lot with community service events and projects. It's kind of a key component of our program. And we have our members out in the community about 2 Saturdays a month doing various projects. So it's definitely a significant piece. But when I was thinking about it, and I talked to Brad Hertzberg, who some of you probably know, and threw that topic to him, the first thing he said was exactly the first thing that I thought. And the key aspect of all of it is community partnerships, really developing relationships, developing good community partnerships in the areas where your program serves. So that's pretty much that's sort of the foundation of what has worked for us in having really successful service projects. And those partners can be, we do a lot with our United Way Volunteer Center, former sites, current service sites, lots of other nonprofits. So we have community groups that we have known over the years that contact us fairly regularly to talk about how our AmeriCorps team could come out with them and help them to meet different needs. So things like, you know, Special Olympics, where we're out there, the whole team of 40 members can all be out there working together with kids. And we do gleaning with the community, community gardens, book leveling, paint your heart out. Probably a lot of things that you all are familiar with in your particular parts of the state. And then we're an education program, so we do signature literacy projects. So that could look like we get all of our members who are really good at working with kids to plan literacy literacy projects, and we kind of do a big thematic thing where we have literacy stations and we'll go to a children's program or a school and do projects like that, and then we do a big book distribution to go along with that. But another real key part of our service project planning is that we have a team of members, and that's their responsibility. It's a team that plans and schedules and coordinates all of these projects. And obviously they do it, you know, they're approved projects, you know, that are approved by myself and Brad, and they're, you know, they work with us. But I find that when the members own the projects, you get a lot more willing participation. You get a lot of creativity because they come up with ideas and, you know, they feel proud of being part of, you know, that planning. For members that don't have a lot of experience doing that kind of thing, it's really great to have a checklist to help you and the members track the progress in the planning of the project. And a resource I found that I think is really good, and you know, you can make it fit your particular program, but it's just so ready to go. It's the Michigan Service Commission has a service project planning outline, and you can just go to their website, just Google them, and you can download it right from their website. So that's really a great tool to have. We use Google Docs a lot. We have a calendar for all the projects, and then we do sign-ups on Google Docs, and that works really nicely for us. Let's see, what else? I don't know what you all have found. Anybody want to talk about what kind of challenges you've had with service projects? Or maybe you have no challenges. I, you know, we've run into a few. Anybody? Nope.
I'll say one of our challenges has been, this caller with AmeriCorps Miami Reed.
Mm-hmm.
One of our challenges has been dates of service projects. A lot of people want us to do it during the weekday, and our members are in the school providing the intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to turn a lot of service projects down because of that, and try and seek out Saturday, Sunday, weekend service projects.
Mm-hmm.
But dates has been a big challenge for us when it comes to that.
Yeah, we've run into that too, and yeah, unfortunately, you just have to let people know, you know, we're only available Saturday. Sometimes we have our trainings on Friday, and sometimes we switch it up and we'll do the service projects on a Friday so that we can, you know, go into a school and do a project with a school that's open that day. But that's one that, yeah, you can't really get around that because members have to be doing what they're really, you know, what they're primary service is all about. Another thing about service projects that I think is really great, especially if you have a multi-site program like we do, we have members out in the field all over the county, and so the service projects are a time when the members can all come together, and it really kind of cements that teamwork. They get to be out, you know, doing things that are generally pretty fun, and they're working together, and that really keeps that esprit de corps going. I think it's a really great part of, you know, the AmeriCorps experience is having those projects. And then another thing, just, you know, maybe this will be helpful to you, thinking about how you can reflect on the service projects after they happen. So some different ideas are doing writing circles where you have some, you send a couple of pieces of paper around the room or in small groups, and one person starts to write, you know, just a simple phrase, a sentence about their experience, pass it on to the next person until everyone has a chance to write what their perspective on the project was, and then everybody can share and read it when it's complete. Put a giant post-it pad up and have everybody grab a marker and go up to the pad and just write one word that kind of describes what that project was like for them. We do end-of-the-year surveys, you know, to ask the members feedback on what projects did they think were the best, you know, what would be good for next year, if suggestions and so forth. And then for things that went really well, like our MLK service days and other big literacy events, we try to keep a detailed record of that in a file, and then for the next year that project comes up again, we can pass it on to the next group of members to give some ideas on, you know, how the team the prior year, you know, approached the event, what kind of ideas, and also the context, because many times there's so many different people involved that you want to keep track of the names and phone numbers and email addresses of people that, you know, were involved with you in that event. So that's kind of my, I think, you know, my 5 minutes maybe. Anybody have any questions or suggestions that you would have for all of us? Conference calls are so much fun.
Audrey, this is Paula. I do have a question for you. Out of your many years of providing successful service projects, which one do you find would be your favorite that you conduct annually?
Mm-hmm. Well, we love Special Olympics. That's one that is just so great, especially at the very beginning of the year. That's like our first project in the fall. It's fun. It's the first time the members are getting out together, and it's a great group to work with. They're very organized, and they need our help. And then after that, I would say definitely our literacy events, because, you know, we're pretty passionate about that. And it really allows for all the members of the team to bring creativity and come up with great literacy events and projects that we can get kids involved in, you know, to get them to love books and love learning. So those kind of projects for us are probably the ones that I would say, you know, are the best. Because that's our thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions out there? Well, we'd like to thank Audrey so much for sharing her expertise with us. Kat?
Thank you, everyone, for being on the call today. We look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. Don't forget to register for the PD meeting and contact us and your team if you have any questions about the RFP. We'll see you in a couple weeks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.